This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I did get a tweet yesterday that I wanted to address. It's also tagged with Adam Crowley in it, but I don't know how accurate these are, but I literally see this all night watching the teams I bet on. Are umps this bad? And it was the game with the Cincinnati Reds and Boston Red Sox, and the first two pitches of a plate appearance were both in the zone. One's kind of on the inside edge, and then one hit the around where the knees are, and this graph he has from the internet has them both in the strike zone, but they were both called balls. Are umpires that bad? I don't want to insult umpires specifically because I am one at a lower level. I've never umpired a major league game, but I've been certified to do high school games, and I've done plenty of little league games and you know, youth baseball. That's where I got my start. And it's interesting and it's unique because baseball was never intended for the pitchers to throw as fast as they do. And when the strike zone was created, it was designed for a totally different purpose. I remember, I think pitchers in the way before time, like in the 1800s baseball, pitchers were supposed, the game was designed so pitchers would throw strikes. Like hitters were designed, the hitters weren't designed to swing and miss. They were designed to, it was designed for the game to be played where the hitter would hit the ball. Like, 90% they were expected to hit the ball. And so as baseball's evolved, it's become, instead of, okay, well, pitchers are throwing the ball with the intent to let the hitter hit it, it's become more of a game where now, okay, no, actually we want swings and misses. The pitchers should not let the hitters hit the ball. And as the game's evolved, and pitchers, of course, want to throw harder because the harder you throw, the bigger contrast you have in your pitches, the more effective of a pitcher you are. That's been proven. So as for umpires watching pitches come in, the human eye is not designed to see, you know, a moving pitch travel as fast as it does and accurately gauge at what point does that pitch cross this symbol that's flat on the ground. And so I don't want to say that umpires are necessarily bad. It's just human nature is not designed to accurately judge these pitches. It's just difficult. And then it's not like a consistent pitch coming every time. Like as humans, if we have the same pitch or if we have the same motion coming past our eyes over and over again, eventually we can kind of gauge and calculate where that motion is coming from and where it's going to land. But then you throw in a Jordan Hicks type of sinker, like some of these other pitchers are developing now, where you have a sinker. It's a dipping pitch at 98 miles an hour, or sliders that are in the mid-90s now that some of these pitchers are throwing. So, like, when you think about that, I don't think that umpires are necessarily bad. I just think that the game has evolved in such a way where it's extremely difficult for umpires to gauge where pitchers are going to be thrown and where they should cross the plate. So that's what I think, and if you've heard me talk before, I also believe that there's got to be some other mechanism to judge the strike zone, and I think it would make the game more fair and balanced if there was some sort of automated strike zone. I think they have to get it right. I think they have to test it first. I think that you don't want any uncertainty when you have such a mechanism as an automated strike zone would be. But umpires, I don't think they're bad. I think that it's just the way the game is, or the way the game's evolved, and umpires and just human beings, it's hard to keep up. But I think that if you implement that automated strike zone as well, you get more of a fair and balanced playing field for the players, because they know that where the strike zone is defined is being called accurately or being called with the same standard. It's not one strike zone this day, the other strike zone the next. That's like the one thing, too, I think, in all of sports that is so uncertain. Like in football, you know, there's one playing field and certain calls get called differently sometimes, but like it's either one or the other. It's either one call versus the other, call and no call, but you're on the same playing field. Same thing in hockey, same thing in basketball, but in baseball, the strike zone is defined a little bit differently with each hitter, and so each umpire has a different strategy to call the strike zone. And it's just so different. It's more abstract. And it's unlike anything in sports, which is why, again, I'm not going to call umpires necessarily bad. I think some umpires are arrogant, and that's a whole different conversation. But, you know, I don't think that a couple missed calls necessarily make umpires bad. It's just, it's difficult to judge those pitches. And it's even more difficult, like most other sports have a review system for different plays so they can slow the play down and let the officials see exactly what happened, and then they can make a ruling based on that. I think every major sport now has some level of replay, but baseball is replay, but the strike zone's one thing that you can't look back on and say, well, we got that wrong. There's no mechanism for that yet. So I know it's frustrating, and this tweeter, I'll say, that tweeted at me and Adam Crowley yesterday, who talked about, it seems like these calls are missed every time he watches teams he bet on, and I know it's frustrating as a bettor, but that's just the reality of the sport. Doesn't necessarily mean that umpires are bad per se, and some umpires are better than others, that's for sure. But that's just the frustrations of betting. That's just something you gotta watch through, is the struggles of umpires to call pitches accurately just because of how the game's evolved. But again, I am a proponent as well of the automated strike zone, because I think that if you have a standard for all hitters and you have, with technology, a defined space where pitches are strikes and pitches are not strikes, that creates a neutral playing field for everybody. It creates a standard. The hitters know exactly what to expect. The pitchers know exactly what to expect. And it may make the game better. It could make the game worse as well. I don't know. It's just, sometimes people are skeptical of technology. I don't think it would make the game worse. I think it would make the game better for all the reasons I just described.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.